Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to episode 7 of Mental Illness. I am your host, Damon Hammack, with today's mental health podcast. I hope y'all having a blessed day. For those of you first tuning in to my podcast, this is my story about my personal battle with mental illness, how to deal with mental illness, how I sought therapy, and how I recover and live every day with this mental illness, which is narcissistic personality disorder. So you've never heard a podcast like this. There's nothing else out there like this. So welcome, tune the fuck in and enjoy, or don't enjoy, because there's going to be some crazy shit going on. But today's episode, we're going to be talking about what do if you or someone you know might be dealing with a mental illness. First of all, like me personally, my wife screamed it at me that it was hard to live with a narcissist. I mean, my whole life I've been feeling kind of weird and feeling kind of out of place and things like that. And just feeling different. You know, I process things differently than everybody else. The only real emotion that I really, really feel is anger. And it's weird, man. So after she told me that, I looked it up. And once you look up the symptoms and stuff like that, you kind of realize that it's a fucked up thing. It's like everything you read about narcissism is like, it makes you seem like you're an evil person. It makes it seem like everything is just built in evil. But that's not how it really is. Once I realized it and sought therapy, I started realizing that even though everything I read was negative, that's because it was coming from a point of view that of people that don't have what I have. They just been dealing with people that have what I have, or people that they suspect have what I have. So I see where they're coming from, and it affected them in a negative way. It affects a lot of people in a negative way, especially, I mean, if you're the closest person to a narcissist, if you're that person's significant other, if you're that person's husband or wife, if you're that person's like main employee, or if that person is your boss, it's tough as fuck to deal with somebody like me. I'm telling you. Because we don't like to be criticized. We don't like to be corrected. We don't like to be anything except admired and appreciated. So it's tough to deal with stuff like this. So once I found out what I was, I went to therapy, and therapy has helped. I've been going to therapy for about a year and a half now. So it's been life changing, life altering. Therapy, along with just accepting who I am and what I have, has made my life so much better. It's made my family's life better. It's made everything around me better, because I accept who I am and I accept like what's going on. But if you feel like if you just feel different, if you feel like you don't process emotions correctly, and I know if you do have what I have, it's tough for you to hear some shit like this, because you don't like anything to be wrong with you. You think you're created perfectly. You think you're perfect on the outside and things like that. But on the inside, we know there's something different. We know there's something in you that just does not feel fucking right. You know it. I know it. I know it right now. I know it this very second that something inside me is different. This is a wire is loose. Something's not connected correctly. But that does not mean you are broken. It doesn't mean you are irreparable. You can be repaired. You can be fixed, but you can work on it. You can accept what you are. But step one is seeking help and figuring out what exactly you have going on. That's the main thing. If you can figure out what's going on in your head, if you can figure out like something is different, I don't feel right. I don't feel like happiness. I don't feel, you feel down all the time. If somebody corrects something you do, even if you are wrong, you immediately take it as an insult. Even if you are wrong, dead wrong on something minor, it's an insult to your intelligence. It's an insult to who you are because somebody corrected you. That's point blank, period. How you feel, that's point blank, period. How everything goes and how you deal with it. Like, if somebody corrects something minor, anger. Somebody corrects something major, anger. It's just how it goes. If you feel that way, reach out to me. Seek some therapy. Seek some help. Talk to somebody. Talk to your significant other. I know it's not easy. It's not going to be fucking easy. It's going to be a battle. But I promise you, if you fight this, if you are willing to put the gloves on and fight this fucking battle, you can win. We can win. We can fucking conquer this shit, and we can change the perception that all narcissists are evil, manipulative people that are all out to just build on themselves and tear down others. Because that's how it seems. Because really, the person closest to us, the person closest to the narcissist gets the brunt of everything going on. If we have a bad day at work, you come home, your husband or wife is the first person you see, you automatically associate them with some negative shit. No matter how much you love them, no matter how much you care about them, you associate them with negative shit. And then, like, that's the toughest part, because every time you see their face, you might care about them, but it's like you associate some negative shit with them. So you're going to have some negative shit to say to them to build yourself up. And that's how we do it. If you feel like throughout the day, somebody takes a piece of you by correcting you or tearing you down throughout the day, to get that piece back, you go home or you reach out to somebody else and you take that piece from them by tearing them down so you can build yourself back up. And that's fucked up a lot. And that's the narcissist's way. And that's what we've been doing for so long. But we can take that power back. You don't have to tear people down. If somebody corrects you, it's still today, to this day, if somebody corrects me, somebody gives me advice or something like that, I have to take a deep breath. You know what I mean? I have to take a fucking deep breath. And not take it the wrong way. I have to process it differently. It's not as easy as it sounds. It's not going to be like, okay, they corrected me. It's fine. Nope. They correct me. I'm going to fucking take it the wrong way for a second. I deep breath. I process it. And then I realize it's not an attack on me. It's an attack on what's going on. What else is going on? It's not necessarily an attack either. That's the wrong word. It is just a correction, a course correction. And correcting it means that the situation can be better. And if it helps me become a better person, a better narcissist, a better human being, then I'm all for it. I'm all for building myself up, because that's what we do. That's how we, as narcissists, that's how we operate. We build ourselves up. We have to, because deep down inside, we have this self-hatred. I don't know where the fuck it comes from. I look at myself in the mirror and I see some shit every day that I don't like on my body, or I don't like on my face, or I don't like on my hair. And other people see me differently. If y'all ever saw me in person, you know what I'm saying. I do acting, I do modeling and stuff like that. So people were like, damn, you're a handsome man, but I don't see it. In the mirror at home, I see just somebody who needs work. I see somebody whose face is fucked up. I see a little sad little kid sitting in the corner, a skinny little motherfucker or a fat motherfucker. I've been skinny, I've been fat. I'm fit now, but even now I work on what I have because I don't like myself. But I'm sipping again, y'all. I got that Jose Cuervo Especial, because it makes it easy for me to do these videos. These fucking podcasts. But that's just the way it goes, man. Like I said, we can work together to change the fucking narrative on what narcissism is, and we can fucking get help and become better people. Because me, myself, personally, I'm not a fucking bad person. I refuse to believe I'm a bad person. Fuck that. I'm a good person. And I might have been bad previously because the fucked up circumstances, but I'm working on it. I'm gonna be better, and I can give. And giving, like, I'm gonna tell y'all this right now, being able to give and help people out gives you that same feeling as tearing somebody else down. That's a fucking secret that I've discovered with my narcissism that helps me feel better. Being able to give somebody something out that, being able to make somebody else smile, being able to make somebody else happy has fucking helped me process it. And I get that same high that I would get from tearing somebody else down or manipulating somebody or taking advantage of somebody. I get that same high from helping somebody out. And that's what I feel like is the fucking secret to us becoming better people, is to find some other way to get that high other than fucking tearing somebody else down. That is the secret, man. That's why I'm trying to do soup kitchens. I'm trying to do old folks homes. I'm trying to do whatever I can to give back reasonably without breaking myself, to make myself feel better and to make somebody else feel better at the same time. So that's how I get my high off of making myself feel superior, I guess, is to help other people out. And this might sound fucked up to y'all, but this is how I process shit. And that's why I have to process shit. That's why I have to do things to make myself feel like a fucking normal human being, to be able to come to you like this right now, open and honest to you. So if you feel, like I said, if you feel like I feel, if you fucking sometimes you just don't know, if you just feel rage sometimes unnecessarily, get help. Reach out to me. You know, talk to somebody, because sometimes you feel like you by yourself, and that feeling of aloneness can fucking weigh down on you like a fucking mountain. But I'm telling you, we can climb out of this shit together. We can climb out of this hole together. You can climb out of that hole by yourself. You don't need me. You can figure it out. I promise. The first step is admitting that something is going on with you. And then the second step is fucking seeking help. Once you seek help, and once you get stronger and realize and embrace what you are, you can, that's the only way you can become better. You cannot fight your programming. You can change, you can alter it. You can fucking try to reprogram it, but you cannot fight how you were programmed. You cannot fight the fucking misconnections and stuff like that, because it's some deep seated shit that made us how we are. And we, sometimes you don't know what it is. Sometimes it's some secret shit that you don't know that you've repressed. It's just craziness. And sometimes I'll be talking to my family, my wife or anybody, and it'll just come up. That information will just come up, like some shit I forgot about. It'll come up in passing. It'll come up in passing and things like that. We can build, like, you know, the shit that I've forgotten that hurts my feelings when I talk about it. I'm like, damn, I forgot about that shit. That shit 12, 13 years old. I'm like, fuck. So stuff like that is repressed, but when it comes out, it makes me feel better now. You see what I'm saying? So I'm happy now. I mean, I'm not happy now, but I feel better now day by day. I have down days, but I fucking fight back and have a good days. 2 days, Monday was a down day. Tuesday, I was built up. Wednesday, I'm still building upon it. But the other end of the spectrum is dealing with some, like, if you feel like you have somebody in your life that might be a narcissist that you feel like is just tearing you down, that's fucking gaslighting you and things like that. And I'll go over gaslighting in my next podcast. But if you feel like somebody is like that, it's tough dealing with somebody like that, because if you approach them and you tell them that they might be a narcissist, you have to make sure it's the right day, the right time. Because if you do it at the wrong time, you're going to fucking set them off, because they're perfect. We're perfect. You can't fucking, oh, you're a narcissist. You're going to get called a narcissist right back, and you're going to get personally attacked on some bullshit that you told them years ago. They might bring up some old shit with your parents, your dad, your mom, or some shit like that, your brother, or some shit that happened years ago. So you have to be careful. The perfect time to tell somebody and to kind of broach it is easily. You have to broach it easily. And then just trying to dig deep on them. First of all, you have to have the right type of person, too. If you have a fucked up, just a nasty, dirty ass person that you feel like is just a bad person, then they might be beyond help. You know what I mean? But and it might time for you to get out. But if you feel like they're actually a good person at heart and just might be fucked up, you can help them out. I promise you, you can make it with them. You can work together. You become stronger together, because they're going to need you. And especially if you have a family together, you mean, so you can help them out. Just make sure they're on a high day. It's like, when I say a high day, is they're getting shit done. They're happy. They're into it. And they're like, they're just going strong. And then you kind of broach it like, hey, you ever thought about getting checked out for this? Whatever. Or don't even tell them what it is. Tell them something's wrong with you. Say, look, I think I might be a narcissist. I think I might have this personality disorder. And they'll be like, huh, that's crazy. And then they might become interested in it enough to look it up and start reading the stuff. And once they read about it, they might realize it's them. They're like, and they might come to you and be like, hey, I think I might be this. In that way, you can kind of broach it together. You might not even be the narcissist, but now that you got them interested in it, you can go about it too. You can go about it like that. There's certain ways to handle it, but like I said, y'all, it's definitely possible to fucking fight the stereotype of the narcissist being the evil person. We're here to heal together. That's why I call my shit mental healness and not mental illness. Because we healing together, we can become stronger together. But anyways, y'all, I got to cut this thing short. My son is up here bugging the head upstairs by himself. People keep trying to call me during this. So if it cut out a little bit, somebody tried to call me during my podcast. But anyways, mental.whealth 85@gmail.com. You can shoot me an email. We can talk this thing out. Subscribe to my podcast, y'all. Share this thing. We can get better together. I love y'all. And until tomorrow, peace.